Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Oh, that's appropriate. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. That's the best way to stay informed on all the latest show updates. Well, folks, all talk and no action. That's the way the president described Sleepy Joe Biden at Thursday's debate. And they're not going to be friends anytime soon. But you know what? That was a pretty darn accurate description of Joe Biden as the president dismissed Sleepy Joe and his vacuous plans for solving criminal justice, climate change, immigration, and most of all, the coronavirus. Rightly so, and, you know, really the president did was just expose Joe Biden as having 47 years of basically doing nothing. Joining us now to recap Thursday's debate is Boris Epstein. He currently serves as strategic advisor to the 2020 Trump presidential campaign and formerly served as special assistant to the president. Boris, nice to have you on the show again, my friend.
Great to be with you. Great to be with you, and happy Sunday.
Yes, thank you, sir, and likewise. So, you know, Boris, it was an entertaining debate. It was certainly better than the first debate. I think, you know, the first time around, it was kind of a draw. But this time, seriously, what a difference between the two debates. The president absolutely destroyed Joe Biden Thursday night, didn't he?
He annihilated him. Completely annihilated him. Joe Biden said that he wants to get rid of fossil fuels, said that he wants to get rid of the energy production in this country because it pollutes, wants to get rid of oil. Joe Biden lied time after time after time after time, and the president called him out on it. The president was magnificent. He knocked it out of the park, and it was really something. It was a perfect summer of President Trump, who's successful, who's strong, who's a leader, and Joe Biden is a lifelong failure and a grifter.
One of the things I was so glad the president highlighted was his record of accomplishments for Black Americans. I was really pleased with the way he highlighted it and pointed out the differences between his administration and the Obama-Biden administration.
He's been in government 47 years. He never did a thing except in 1994, when he did such harm to the Black community, and they were called, and he called them, super predators. And he said that. He said it, super predators. And they kept never lived that down. 1994, your crime bill, the super predators. Nobody has done more for the Black community than Donald Trump. And if you look, nobody has done what I've done. Criminal justice reform, Obama and Joe didn't do it. I don't even think they tried because they had no chance at doing it. They might have wanted to do it, but if you had to see the arms I had to twist to get that done, it was not a pretty picture, and everybody knows it, including some very liberal people that cried in my office. They cried in the Oval Office. 2 weeks later, they're out saying, gee, we have to defeat him. Criminal justice reform, prison reform, opportunity zones with Tim Scott, a great senator from South Carolina. He came in with this incredible idea for opportunity zones. It's one of the most successful programs. People don't talk about it. Tremendous investment is being made. Biggest beneficiary, the black and Hispanic communities, and then historically black colleges and universities. President Obama would never give them long-term funding, and I did. 10-year long-term funding, and I gave them more money than they asked for because they said, I think you need more.
I was so glad that he brought that up, that he reached out to that constituency. And of course, you know, Joe Biden lied. He said he never called them super predators, despite the fact there's all kinds of video of him saying it. Biden just sort of stumbled around that point and lied.
Of course he did, because that's all Joe Biden's able to do. All he's able to do is to lie, to misrepresent, and to be dishonest about his own record. But you know what? The American people are not stupid. They know what's what. They know what the president stands for. They know that President Trump is the president of success and achievement for all Americans. And Joe Biden, all his plans, he's had 47 years to do it. He hasn't done any of that.
We're talking with Boris Epstein, strategic advisor to the 2020 Trump presidential campaign. Boris, one of the areas where I wish the president had been able to get Biden to finally answer a question, of course, it's hard to answer questions when you hide in your basement all the time, but was the issue of his son Hunter's laptop. At least the president did call out the fact that the Biden family is basically a criminal enterprise. But, I mean, this exchange was one of the ones that I thought was interesting. I wish the moderator, she did a better job than Chris Wallace, but I'm going to play this. I'm curious to get your take on this exchange.
Number one. Number two, I don't make money from China. You do. I don't make money from Ukraine. You do. I don't make money from Russia. You made $3.5 million, Joe, and your son gave you. They even have a statement that we have to give 10%. To the big man. You're the big man, I think. I don't know. Maybe you're not. But you're the big man, I think. Your son said we have to give 10% to the big man. Joe, what's that all about? It's terrible.
You know, and Biden wouldn't answer it. She kind of cut him off before Biden would get to that. Are we ever going to get a straight answer from Joe Biden on this?
I don't think so. Not on Joe Biden, but the straight answer is already there. It's in the laptop. It's in the information. It is very clear, my friend, that Joe Biden is, quote-unquote, the big guy. And the numbers line up. So in one exchange, there's a discussion of Hunter receiving 20%, 10 of that going to Joe Biden. And in another, Hunter says to his kids, well, at least you don't have to give half up to your dad like I did to grandpa. So that lines up. That's 50%, 50%. So it's clear that Joe Biden was taking a tax of 50% his son Hunter Biden, because all the money earned was just through grifting from the American people. And selling America down the river to China, to Russia, to Ukraine, to Kazakhstan, and on and on and on.
Yeah, it definitely seemed like it was a little kickback to the boss. You know, hey, you got to do me a favor. And Biden really didn't have, I mean, he tried to deflect. He tried to, you know, come up with some cockamamie. Oh, and then he said, I never took money from foreign. It was pretty weak. And like
right.
I said, I do.
I never took any money from foreign, but I took it from my kid.
Exactly. Yeah. that was a really nice way of dodging.
The Democrats treat Americans like we're stupid.
Right.
We're not stupid. We know the truth. And the truth is that Joe Biden's a grifter and President Trump's a doer. President Trump's a doer. Joe Biden's a loser. That's what it comes down to.
You know, I think without a doubt, the biggest moment of the debate had to be when Joe Biden admitted he was going to basically destroy the oil and gas industry.
Would he close down the oil industry?
It's false.
Would you close down the oil industry?
By the way, I would transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I would transition. It is a big statement. Because I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly.
I see.
Here's the deal. But
that's a big statement.
Well, if you let me finish the statement. Because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time. And I'd stop giving to the oil industry, I'd stop giving them federal subsidies. He won't give federal subsidies to the gas, excuse me, to the solar and wind.
Yeah.
Why are we giving it to oil industry?
We actually do give it to solar and wind.
We
and
have
that's
one
maybe
final
the biggest
question.
Statement in terms of business. That's the biggest statement.
Okay.
Because basically what he's saying
question,
is he is
Mr.
going
President?
To destroy the oil industry. Okay. Will you remember that, Texas? Will you remember that, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma?
Vice President Biden, let me give you...
This came again, Boris, after Biden lied about saying he'd never, you know, ban fracking, right? I mean, that came right after that moment when we've heard the video. I could play it. We've heard the video where he said he banned fracking.
No doubt about it. Of course he said it. He said it over and over again. Ban fracking, ban fossil fuels. This is not Joe Biden of the 1970s or the 80s. This is Joe Biden, totally controlled by the far left, and it's scary to see, and it was on full display. And as the president said, you hear that Pennsylvania, you hear that Texas, you hear that Ohio, you hear that Wisconsin. Do not underestimate just how controlled by the far left Joe Biden's become.
Well, and, you know, the thing that gets me here, according to the American Petroleum Institute, And I bring this up because I want to make sure our listeners understand this. Kansas relies heavily on the oil and gas industry. We're viewed as an agriculture state, and we are. But we got a lot of folks out in western Kansas in our listening area who rely on the oil and gas industry. According to the American Petroleum Institute, the oil and gas industry supports 9.8 million jobs, or 5.6% of the total U.S. employment. In 2018, the total revenue of the United States' oil and gas industry came to about $181 billion. I guess Joe Biden just doesn't care about voters from the states that spend on the oil and gas industry. He's just writing those off as people that don't matter, apparently.
Well, Joe Biden also said that the 56% of Americans don't have bad memories and should vote for Donald Trump. So I think Joe Biden's given up on this election, which is a good thing because President Trump is going to win on November 3rd.
Amen. Amen, Boris. Thank you again for joining us this evening. If folks want to keep up with you, they can find you on Twitter at BorisEP, or, of course,
That's
they can
right.
follow the campaign at DonaldJTrump.com, correct?
Absolutely. At Team Trump. It's at Team Trump for the campaign, at BorisEP, text MAGA to 88022. Get signed up, get in our stratosphere, get involved. We're going to win this thing on November 3rd.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you coming on. Carry on the fight, my friend. We need you. We're only a few days out. Let's carry on to victory, brother. We need that red wave.
Thanks, brother. God bless you. God bless the beautiful state of Kansas. We're going to win on November 3rd.
We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. Give us a call. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.